everyone, I'm back and it's me, your host, Key on Key Speaks Loud. And today we will discuss bullying. For me, bullying is using aggressive behaviors to manipulate or put fear into another person. In most cases, we hear about bullying with school-aged children, but bullying can also happen with adults as well. You know, with bullying, it is something that is very, very, very detrimental to a person's state of being. Bullying can affect everyone, the person being bullied, their families, and even the bully. I know in some people's mind is like the bully too, but yes, because we don't know what that person is actually going through. That is the reason why they're actually being a bully. I mean, people take this idea or this action out of context. Bullying hurts every person involved. It can hurt their mental state, which sometimes leads to substance abuse and even suicide. If we look at statistics and the amount of people that actually take their lives after being bullied, it is absurd. The number is so high that we as the human race, we have to step in. We have to be a part of this movement. We have to change what is going on with our children, with our teenagers, with the adults. It is not just an issue for children at this point. Bullying happens no matter what age group that you are in. I want to know from you guys, how do you deal with your loved one being bullied? I definitely feel like you should speak up for starters. And what I mean by that is, if you witness your coworker being bullied by someone else at work, if you witness your kids being bullied, lo and behold, if you witness your own child actually being the bully, I definitely feel like that is something that we need to make sure that we speak up about. We should not allow a person to be bullied and feel like there's no other way out than to take their own life. I know people think, oh, they're kids and it will get better, or if you're an adult, you're thinking too much into it. But that is not the case. What if it doesn't? Or what if it isn't? We have got to take this serious. If you are a parent, talk to your child. Make sure they understand that it isn't them. Some people have to hurt others, or they want to actually fit in. So to kind of touch base with that idea, let's just imagine you have someone who is bullying your kid at school. Your kid needs to know that it is not them. They didn't do anything wrong. We also need to realize we don't know what that other child is going through. And I know some people feel like, well, that's not my job to care what that child is going through. They should not be bullying my child. But what if they go home every day and they're beaten, they're abused, they're not eating, they live in poverty? There are so many aspects that could be going wrong in that person's life or that child's life as to why they go to school or they go to work every day and they bully someone else. And I know that we all can make our own decisions, but what if your mental state of being doesn't allow that? What if mentally you are so broken down that you need some form of power, you need some form of control, so that is why you go to school and you go to work and you bully your coworkers, you bully other kids at school, because you are useless at home. At least that's what you feel. If you talk to a person who is doing the bullying, you find out a lot of things that they're going through. Yes, some of the children will tend to still try to be aggressive and feel like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong, or they want to hide what they're actually going through to prevent you from knowing why they're actually bullying others. With adults, some of them have went through things as children, and they were never able to overcome those turmoil issues that they went through. So they continue to be this aggressive person. They continue to be on a power trip, so to speak. We can help stop bullying by speaking up and not being afraid to stand up for someone. Bullying starts with us as a whole. We can save lives. Have you ever been bullied before? Had a friend or a family member that was bullied? How did you handle it? Please let me know. I want this to be an open discussion. I want people to send me messages. On a previous podcast, I even dropped my phone number. You can send me text messages. You can call me. I'm also going to give you guys my email address, which is kekesunny@gmail.com. That is kekesunny@gmail.com. I want to hear from all my listeners. I want to be a voice for you, for your children, for anyone that is out there that is facing this treacherous thing that could be going on to them or is going on. And remember, bullying of any kind isn't okay.